Let's head to Hong Kong now and join Enda Curran, Bloomberg's Chief Asia Economics Correspondent. Always a lot to talk about with Enda, but we're looking at these intervention warnings across Asia. The Bank of Korea going to buy up to $2.1 billion of sovereign debt, and Indonesia and Japan, as we know, have stepped in to defend their currencies too. So just tell us, I guess, the flow-on effects of the Fed tightening here across Asia.
Yeah, we do seem to be in a cycle now where the central banks are actively having to push back and fight against markets. Like you mentioned, they're either intervening to buy bond securities to keep down borrowing costs, or they're intervening in the foreign exchange markets, like we saw with Japan last week when it intervened, the government of Japan intervened to buy its own currency for the first time since 1998. It's not just an Asia phenomenon, of course. We've seen the big dramatic news overnight with the Bank of England also having to intervene and buy securities that the British government sells there. So it's a powerful force. It's a powerful pushback when you have all of these monetary authorities intervening in markets. But it does raise the question about ultimately who will win here, because if you're talking about fundamentals, which are pointing to securities moving in an ongoing direction, well then the view is that there's little central banks can do about that. And that was one of the takeaways from the PBOC job warning last night as well. PBC came out and said, listen, you can't have a one-way bet against yuan in either direction. That's fine. But some economists were responding by saying, hang on, with the Fed and PBOC going in such opposite directions and with the Chinese economy in the state that it is, all of that obviously means the currency should be weaker, and that will make it very hard for the PBOC to push back.
Let's just get back to the Bank of England, because that has been a huge shock, I guess, to market participants. Bank of America saying that essentially this has highlighted the impossible trinity of liquidity issues that are plaguing global interest rate markets. Do you think the BOE has done enough, and what could happen next?
Well, it's obviously now they're in a curious set of circumstances, because you have a couple of things happening at once. You have the government putting more money into the economy, bringing down taxes and pulling levers to support growth. You have the central bank raising borrowing costs in an effort to bring down inflation. But now you also have the central bank stepping into the financial market to bring down borrowing costs and ensure that the market is flooded with liquidity and to ensure that there isn't a financial crisis. So you have the government and the central bank pulling against each other. But even within the central bank, you have the central bank pulling against central bank, because it's doing two different things at the same time. So look, it's clearly a muddled policy there at the moment. It probably, at the very least, does suggest in the case of the UK that the Bank of England will have to hike interest rates by a big amount when they do meet next, or if they decide to go ahead of the meeting. Most analysts now seem to be talking about maybe a big 100 basis points hike there to try and push back against the inflation impact. But as I say, rightly or wrongly, without getting into the politics or the ideology of the policy mix, the end result is that the markets are seeing it as a muddle, they are rejecting it, and now you have policy pulling in different directions.
Enda, always a pleasure. Thank you. Enda Curran is Bloomberg's Chief Asia Economics Correspondent with us in our Hong Kong studio.